Ches Iyar, May 13th. We were at the top page, Kuvav. Talking about what Novad Hashem sees when he looks at the world. Let's read right from the top. Osa Ikr Memenasa. The person who makes his Amuna a primary area of concern, he makes it an Ikr. It's not tangential to his life. Because he was some Daito Ali Itzurum Kulam. And he applies his mind to all creatures, all creations. Olam chadosh miskalifne einav. A new world is revealed before his eyes. Lo shu motze biyitzurim rayos al munaso. Asher ki'ilu emunaso refefes mibaladei mosim sichli emuchashim. We don't mean to say that he finds proof to his emuna as if he was agnostic, as if he was unsure, his emuna was weak. Without these logical proofs and discernible proofs, Hasmi Lahazkir, don't say such a thing. Emuna has kukla rayas and then emuna. Emuna that needs proofs is not emuna. So what are we talking about? Aval halo kvar biranu ki ikar hamuna hi belev. We've already clarified the main place of emuna is in the heart. The pasuk says in Vaschanan, you'll know today and bring it back to your heart that Hashem is God. The process of emuna is bringing things to the heart. In order to acquire emuna in the heart, a true acquisition, we need to constantly have new imagery that strengthen and deepen all branches of emuna.
It's a validation or confirmation. It's not like
I think it's making it more vivid. It's not even validating or confirming. It's just
reinforcing.
Yeah, reinforcing is a general term, but how it does so is, if I tell you so and so is a great guy. Okay, fact or statement, he's a great guy. If you go and you go somewhere and you had a flat tire and he spent 3 hours and he fixed your tire, and he's a great guy. It means something different. So yeah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, runs the world. But then if you see it and everything around you, that's what he means by tziurim. It means vivid pictures that illustrate a concept. They make it stronger and deeper.
It's reaffirming.
Right, that's what it does, but the process of doing it, I would say, is making it vivid. That's why he keeps using this word tziurim, which is hard to translate. It doesn't mean pictures, imagery.
He's talking something about how we acquire real knowledge or real that imagery in our brains.
Right, like real feeling.
More than just knowledge.
Right.
That's like about validation, some sort of like. Yeah. You know it in a general sense.
But if it's experiential, he's talking about experiential emunah. What he's saying is a person has a knowledge. Yeah, Hashem exists, he runs the world. But then when things happen throughout his day, he's thinking, look how Hashem was looking out for me. Look how this happened in the world. He's seeing
examples,
right? Experiencing. His chachos to me the zos, motze ha'ovid besoch ha'briya. This constant renewal, it's not really renewal, it's unnewal. this newness, the Oved finds within the Bria, Adshem is Galilo, until it finally is revealed to him, Behetin L'Divrei HaRamban Hanal, in sync with the words of the Ramban we quoted above. Kikol HaTeva Kulo Hina Tzir Godel Hamor Alabor Yimidosev, the entirety of nature, the entirety of the universe is one big picture that points to the Creator and His Midos. Kol Yitzur, V'chol Tofa, every creature, every manifestation, V'chol Talich, B'tev, every process in nature, Romzim allude to, or a hint of, Al Chachmoso, Al Chasto, Al Hashkachoso, Al Yehudis Baruch. His Chachma, His Chesed, His Providence, and His Oneness. You see things that are complex, you see Chachma, you see things that benefit us, benefit creatures, it's Chesed. You see how things could have happened differently, but it played out exactly the way that was helpful. That's Hashgacha. And you see that it all works together. That all the different systems work together. That helps us see Yichud, oneness. Vizehu inyan kol abriya kula. Right, if you have different manufacturers, they don't if your supplies come from here and there and the other, you try to have them work together.
That's right.
So they're not. You have different systems and they all happen to just work together. That helps point to Yehuda. Vizehu inyan kol abriya kula. This is the concept of the whole Bria. Uman nifloim lefize divrei chazal brachos naf yud. How amazing the words of Chazal. Rav Simi bar Ukva. Amri Lamar Ukva was either Rav Simi bar Ukva or Mar Ukva. Avashkiach kamei the Rav Shimon ben Pazi. He was frequently in front of Rav Shimon ben Pazi. V'hav masada agada ta kamei the Rav Yeshua ben Levi. And he used to say over agada in front of Rav Yeshua ben Levi. In the time of Chazal, people had teachings, and they would travel to different yeshiva. They would say over the girsa, what they were taught. Remember, today we have the book, and we just analyze it. In times of old, it wasn't just the analysis. You had to know the text. Amrlei, ma'idachsev baruchi nafshi Hashem v'chol kravai Hashem kodesho. What does that pasuk mean in baruchi nafshi? Amrlei, borei, shalokim yinu zekodesh baruchu basar adam. Come take a look how the traits of our Kodesh Baruch are not like that of man. A human being draws a picture on the wall, but he can't put into it a spirit and a soul and working systems of innards and stomach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eino Kein, Hashem is not so. Tzar Tzura, he draws a picture. Matil Ba Ruach Neshama Kirbayim Remayim. And he puts into it Ruach Neshama, insides. V'ayinu De Amra Chana Ein Kadosh Ka Hashem Ki Ein Biltacha V'ein Tzur Ke Elokeinu. Chana in her Tzvilut, beginning of Sefer Shmuel, says these words. There's no one holy like Hashem. There's no one aside from you. There's no Tzur, which literally means rock. A term for Hashem means like a stronghold. But the Chazal make the drasha, and she said, "Ain't sur kelokeinu," also means "Ain't sire kelokeinu." There's no artist like our God. Harei mefurish b'Chazal ki kol abriya he bevachinas tziur. Harbarius baruch asher himtzias abriya gadol hazos. He knows sire. Elish ain't sire kelokeinu. Like we would never think in these terms. What's the structure, what's the context? Because I want to compare man to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they talk about an artist. I can draw a picture, I can't make it alive. Hashem makes a picture. Not only does he say he draws a human being, but he gives it life. But it's so fascinating to see that of all things, of all ways to put it, it's art. He makes images. He says, "Ki tziurim shelanu hinam chayim." All of our tziurim are life. The hamamin hamamik, person who believes and he looks to see things deeply. When he opens the window and looks at heaven, belisha malitzos, without any, this is not words or poetry, but literally, hashamayim is saprim lo kavod keil, masa yadav magad harakia. The whole universe is a painting. It's something you look at and you say, wow, what a great artist. The heavens, the lower heaven. When he walks outside, he hears the trees of the forest dancing before Hashem. All these are allusions to Psukim. That the wind blowing is the fulfillment of his word. The young lions who roar for food are just asking God for their sustenance. When rain comes down, makes things grow, and it's a bracha. He thanks Hashem for every drop. Because everything, is a gift from Hashem. He contemplates all the processes of the body, and from his own flesh, he sees Hashem. Those are all allusions to Psukim. The point is that the whole thing is a picture. So not only are we supposed to think like a picture, everything is a picture. Okay.